For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This very passage harkens me back to my time in college. And I sat down with a priest, and we were just having a common conversation. It was one of the first times I ever met this priest. And he asked me something out of the blue. He says, "How's your prayer life?" And I looked at him and I said, "I think it's good. I mean, it's could be better, but it's not bad either." And he says, "Well, what do you mean it's not bad or it could be better?" And he says, and I just simply, first thing popped in my mind, I said, "Well, I'm not on the level of like the Unabomber or, you know, a drug dealer. I mean, I'm above that." And he looked at me, he says, "You're not really setting the bar kind of high." And I said, well, but I said it could be better. So I said, "I'm not praying on the level of Mother Teresa either." And that's when he looked at me and he says, "Drew, you've got it all wrong. Prayer is not a comparison. It is not a competition to say, you know, I've cleared this bar, or I still have this other bar to get it up to. Prayer is a relationship." And he then opened up the Bible to this passage of Luke and says, "I want you to read this." And when I was going through this, it was jumping out at me that I'm the Pharisee. Because what was the Pharisee first doing? He took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. He wasn't even praying to God. He offered the prayer just to him. And now, though in that very prayer to himself, he sees the tax collector over to the side. Now, understand, tax collectors were not very good people. They took extra money from their own people, from the Israelites. They knew they had to give some of it to the Roman government, but that little extra part, they just pocketed for themselves. Stealing. Greed. But the thing is this Pharisee is saying, "You know what? I'm not like him. Look at what I do. I haven't fallen into greed. I haven't been doing this or that." Lord, matter of fact, now what he does after that comparison, he moves into a competing attitude. He says, "Look at what I do. I fast twice a week. I pay a tithe on all of my income. See, I've got this one beat." As if God is looking at us saying, "You know what? You have to beat this person to get into heaven." Nowhere in Scripture does it ever state that. Rather, what it's meant to be is a time of relationship. And what this priest was explaining to me, he says, "Where is your relationship with God?" That's what prayer means. How are you growing in communion with the one who just wants to be with you, wants to love you? How are you emptying yourself, Drew, to be received by God? Because he points out to me, that's what the tax collector does. He empties himself and goes before God. He knows he has nothing to be proud of. As if to say, "God, I have earned your friendship. I deserve you to love me. This is my resume to you." But rather goes before God and realizes, "I am nothing before you." Even if he had all the greatest accomplishments, he would still be there saying, "Lord, I am a sinner. I need your help." And that is what is at the heart of our gospel and all of our readings today. And that is what this priest was teaching me in my one little conversation with him. That he says, you have to learn to humble yourself. You have to learn to be able to turn to God and simply say, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." That even with all of my accomplishments, I need you. I need a relationship because my accomplishment does not deserve relationship. Relationship is a matter of being, an exchange of oneself. And it's fitting then, within our very liturgy, we are taught this at the beginning of Mass when we simply say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned. Not the person next to me. I'm not worried about them. This is not a comparison. And I'm not trying to compete to say, you know what, I am better than this person or I'm worse than this person. That is not the intention. The intention is to say, I have sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and what I have failed to do, Lord. Because without you, I'm nothing. You see, this is what happens to me when I'm not in relationship with you. Sin enters into my heart. The crud of life comes in because I have not been receiving your love, your grace. And then comes the kicker. Through my most grievous fault. And like the tax collector, we strike our breast as well because we know I have no one else to blame. And the life of comparison, the life of competing against another person is not what I'm going to let set in. Because all I want now is a relationship with you. I want to pour out my heart to you, God, who dies for me upon the cross, who desires this relationship with me. Because it's then when I have humbled myself, when I've opened up my heart, when I've handed him my sinfulness, along with my accomplishments, that I'm ready for a relationship, to be given over to God, to surrender myself. And so, my brothers and sisters, we come each and every single Sunday to humble ourselves, to enter into a deeper relationship with God. Not to compare ourselves, not to compete with one another, but rather to be embraced by the love of God Himself as we empty ourselves to Him. May we then, especially as the offertory will be taken up, and we see that bread and wine come forward and placed then upon this altar, give Him everything. Give Him your accomplishments. Give Him, though, your sins. Give Him all that you are struggling with. Place everything upon this altar. Place yourself right here. Because this is where the relationship begins. Where Jesus will feed us with His body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist. He will give Himself to you because He desires to be with you. You who have humbled yourself to be in the presence of the Lord, He will want to raise up by giving of His own flesh, His own blood, for you to take into yourself, to strengthen you throughout this week, to know that the Lord is in a relationship with you. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.